Recode Radio presents Too Embarrassed to Ask, hosted by me, Kara Swisher, and Lauren Good of The Verge, powered by Digital Media.
Today's sponsor is Chase. Doesn't it feel better when your life is nice and tidy? It's easier to find what you need, so nothing goes missing. Same goes for your money. Chase can help you keep it tracked, organized, and safe. For features and tips that can help keep fraudsters at bay, visit chase.com/fraudsecurity. Hi, I'm Kara Swisher, executive editor of Recode.
And I'm Lauren Good, senior editor of technology at The Verge.
And this is Too Embarrassed to Ask, a podcast that's all about making technology easier to understand and use.
Have questions that you've been dying to ask? We'll give you the answers, plus our views on all of the latest technology.
Submit your questions in advance by tweeting them to @Recode with the hashtag #AskRecode. That's one word, hashtag #AskRecode.
I love it when you
read that. I know
that.
You do. Every week
so
you love it.
Warm. Move along. Inside. You can find all of our past episodes on iTunes. That's at itunes.com/tooembarrassedtoask. And while you're there, leave us a review.
Yes, give us a good review.
Five stars. Like when you call Kara a curmudgeon and you say,
move
that
along.
I'm awesome. Okay, so this week on Too Embarrassed to Ask, Kara is very antsy. And so because of that, we're going to do some spring cleaning.
Which is good, which is needed.
Yes.
Much needed. So we're recording this podcast at your home, and yes, it's clear you need some cleaning help here.
You've got boxes
and computer cables, and there's a cat tree here, which
I know.
I'm questioning.
Cat toys. You don't have a cat tree yet?
I do not have a cat tree. I wonder how you've held a date for this long, but here it is, the cat tree.
Held a date for like five
held
years.
Held on to a date for this long. That's a major cat tree you've got here.
Yeah, it's pretty odd. The cat likes it.
There's
a
really well-known Silicon Valley person, I'm not going to say who has like six cat trees in their house, and they're big cat trees. They're
really?
Cat houses, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask you.
A big house,
exactly,
but still doesn't
podcast.
Matter. It's just a mistake. It's
yeah.
A mistake.
Well, I've only got one, but you have two cats, so you
no
might be on your
trees.
Way to two cat
no
trees.
No cat trees.
You're there.
Ever.
I'm
never
telling
happening.
You.
Anyway, let's move along.
All right.
So we're going to clean. We're not going to clean your house because that would take us weeks and stuff. What
no,
are we
no,
actually
no.
cleaning?
We're going to tidy up our digital lives. Mm-hmm. We're looking at some apps and services that can make using technology just a little bit more sane.
Yes. I mean, yes. Well, you know, one of the things I was just asking you before is why do you really need to clean your digital life? It's endless. Like you can put, like it's not like a house where if you shove it full of boxes, you go on the show Hoarders. But in here, it doesn't matter.
That's a serious. Well, so we are talking about two different types of tech here. We're talking about the physical gadgets because in a house or an apartment, you do have finite space.
Right.
And after a while, you have to get rid of the stuff and, you know, in a sort of safe way.
Old phones and old.
Yeah. And sort of an environmentally responsible way. But then there's also your digital life. Like there's something really anxiety inducing about looking at your email and seeing that you've got 35,000 unread emails or getting all of those promo emails in your Google box because you subscribe to like 170 different services at some point and you forgot about it. And and it's a good idea every so often just to go through and clean those up. And there are also some security benefits to doing that too.
Right.
Like
okay.
Remembering that you all might have shared a password with a certain service.
All right. Well, I want to become calmer. Like what is the woman who has the hit book out?
Marie Kondo.
Yes.
And if you go to her website, she does have an app coming out, but I don't think it's out yet.
And what
I looked into that.
Well, she's just throwing out everything.
I've heard from friends that read her book that they threw out like, I don't know, some dress that they really loved because they like just got so into it. And then they were like, why did I do that?
Yes. Well, the whole
but
idea
they love
is
it. People love it. Yeah. They love her system. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not a miracle worker.
But
let's see what we can do both in terms of your digital clutter and all of those physical gadgets and cables you might have lying around the house. Okay. So first thing though, I'm going to ask you, we're going to talk about email first.
Email.
How many unread emails do you have right now? If you look at your phone.
Just right now, 15,000.
15,000.
Yeah.
And that's just for your Recode account or
that's
all
just
of your accounts?
My Recode account. Yeah.
How many email accounts do you have?
Oh, like 4 or 5. I have 100,000 emails or at least, or 200,000 emails.
And so does this ever give you anxiety?
No, I don't care.
Why not?
I don't care.
You just, but
they're out in the ether. So what's the difference?
You
I'll
don't
never
care
see
if you
them
never
again.
Read them.
No, because I'll die before I read most of them. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's probably a good thing that your life goal is not like I'm going to devote all of my time to Inbox Zero.
Well,
that's
no, I don't care about Inbox Zero. I think one of my issue is photographs, but you know, there's a lot of photographs embedded in those emails. That's my only issue around emails is lots of people have sent me photographs via email and I can't find them easily.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can look for attachments, but it's not the same thing as it could be. Some dumb PowerPoint that someone sent me I had to look at and ignore completely.
I used a third-party service once. I forget the name of it. I'll dig it up for you. That actually scanned all of my emails for photos and just sent me the photos.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, it was pretty useful.
That's
this
the only
a while
thing. Otherwise,
ago,
I don't
though.
Really care about the email, but it's a little bit irritating because I have to drag through them. I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails a day.
Have
at
you
least 600, I think.
Have you ever used an app or a service.
I like Dropbox. Yeah.
Like the mailbox.
Mailbox. Go to That's zero. Yeah, you archive them. I spent a lot of time moving my mail around, and then I found it. Now I just ignore it.
Now you just ignore it.
And I figure if people don't email me twice, if it's really important, they'll get to me again.
I had 35,000 unread emails not long ago. And it's funny because I was using my phone in a video shoot for The Verge, and some of our commenters said,
"What's wrong?
Oh my God, she has 35,000 emails. Right. How does she live?" So I went through my Gmail recently and I just archived everything, everything.
Right.
And that cut my emails down by about 20,000.
That's just like shoving things in a drawer, right? Like,
it is, but they were suddenly read rather than unread. Yeah. So they weren't.
What's the difference?
What do you care? Made me feel better. Because now I look at my phone, I'm going to hold it up right now. And I think I have something like 13,000 unread as opposed to 35,000 unread.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely a problem.
16,000. I have 16,000 unread.
Too much of it. It's hard to find. So give us some.
Okay. So in terms of achieving Inbox Zero, if that's part of your spring cleaning initiative, the Verge's pick for the best app for this is Outlook for Mobile. And that's because it supports a whole bunch of different email clients, Microsoft Exchange, Office 365, iCloud, Gmail, Yahoo, IMAP accounts. There are some customizable quick swiping options for archiving and scheduling your emails. Mm-hmm. It also kind of acts as a calendar within the email application. So you don't, one less step to get to your calendar. Kind of separates the clutter for you. It breaks your inbox into focused emails and other emails. Mm-hmm. And it just does a really good job of organizing your email life. But I'd say the most important thing there is just the swiping to archive or delete. Mm-hmm. Just try to get rid of those emails. If the problem is because you have too many inbound emails, and that's why you have like all, you know, multiple thousands of unread emails, there's a service called Unroll Me that will actually let you unsubscribe from a bunch of different accounts. Have you ever tried this?
No, not at all.
So the mobile app is pretty cool because the mobile app is like Tinder. Mm-hmm. You give the mobile app access to your email account and then you swipe left to let it know that you want to unsubscribe from an account and it will unsubscribe for you.
Wow.
So okay. I actually just downloaded it last night. I haven't gone through it all yet, but when I initially downloaded unrollme.com, it told me I had at least 179 email subscriptions.
Wow. Such as what? Like Pottery Barn, that kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. And some of them I'll keep. I subscribe to
insane. I've unsubscribed to them 100 times. I still get more.
Oh yeah. And then once you start buying, you know, you buy a friend's wedding and baby gifts, and then the next thing you know, you're getting emails from everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also some newsletters, like I subscribe, some I won't unsubscribe to, like I love Lena Dunham's Lenny newsletter. I was just laughing out loud at Amanda Peet's essay in it this morning. Mm-hmm. So I won't unsubscribe to that, but a lot of these, you know, e-commerce things I signed up for once years ago and then never bought from again, I'm going to unsubscribe from those. Hmm. And that's a really good way to clean up your email clutter.
Unroll Me.
Unrollme.com. Now, if you wanted to get really intense about this, rather than just using a service that would sort of unsubscribe you from everything, which is like kind of a cosmetic fix to a problem, you can spend time, you know, spend a few hours to actually go through and delete accounts, which is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. And some services let you do it really easily. Like I once tried to delete a Tumblr account and it was super easy. Mm-hmm. But then other services will say, there's no easy tool for you to do it. I've written columns about this before. It's super frustrating. You have to go to their customer support. You have to send them an email and say, I would like to just completely delete or eradicate my account from your system. And then they'll wait 24 hours to get back.
So you're not tumbling anymore?
In some cases, they'll say, we'll deactivate you, but we won't delete
you. Yeah,
but that's like taking it a step further. That's like if you have a lot of time and you're like, I really want to go through and try to erase my digital footprint.
But wait, so you're not tumbling anymore?
No, I'm not tumbling anymore. I was never that big into Tumblr.
Bad news for Yahoo.
No, I'm sure they're not missing one person.
I Tumblr for you.
Did you? Were you ever into Tumblr?
I have a Tumblr site. I never use it.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Signs from God.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Whenever I saw weird graffiti that had a message, I would put a picture of it.
Really?
It's one of those typical Tumblr stupid things.
I figured you'd call it something like, there must be a pony in here.
No, and then no. It's like when I'd find weird things, like I saw one piece of graffiti that said, it's a plush life, bitch. And I just like the word plush and bitch together. Like, it was like, it's true. It's a great life, you know.
Hey, so you tumbled about it.
It was a great moment of, you know.
Yeah.
Some others. I had a bunch of other cool pictures.
I had one for a while called Bookkeeper or Book something. And every time, this one I was living in Manhattan, and anytime I would pass one of those awesome, like overflowing book tables on the side of the street where someone was trying to sell old books, I would take a picture.
Oh, see? That's the very Tumblr. We're done with artistic life.
All right, but I think I did like four
posts. Okay, so emails. And then the last one, of course, is Slack. Don't use email anymore.
Well, yeah, the whole idea is just get rid of your email. Or not get rid of your email because you're going to have to use it for certain things, but you use an alternative.
I do like the idea of email because your life, you know, after you're gone, like it'll be there.
Yeah, it's kind of collated.
Slack seems gone, sort of, right?
Yeah, the Slack is not great for posterity.
Posterity.
Yeah.
But email then again, who really cares? Like, if you're...
I don't know. Yeah. You know, it's really interesting that you say that, because this is still... All this technology is still so relatively new in our history.
Yeah.
That I don't think we've... I don't know. I don't know anyone yet who's gone through, like, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of emails of someone deceased, but like, it's probably, we're probably doing that now. It's probably,
it'll be interesting historically speaking.
Yes.
All right. What about apps?
How many apps do you have on your phone?
Oh, dozens.
How many?
Dozens. I don't know how many, but dozens.
Let me see. I'm going to look now. I have a lot of buckets
that I keep them in. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
24, let's do this.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes and just point to an app on your home screen. Just
my main home screen?
Just anywhere on your phone's home screen. Just point. What is it? What's that app?
Shuttle. Up. Close
it's
down.
It's your that's your photography way. Bucket. Yeah. That's pretty good. Why is Google Calendar in your photography bucket?
I lost it many years ago.
Why you needed to clean up your digital life.
I know, it's true.
You poo pooed it.
Exist, right?
And then
get rid of Shuttle. Bye, Shuttle. Shuttle closed down.
Did you actually use it?
Oh, are you kidding? No.
See, now you're organizing your apps.
No, I'm just putting my mail.
What is your
calendar for months?
What's the funniest bucket that you have of apps?
I have so many apps. I've got a ridiculous amount of apps. Tons and tons and tons of apps. I have language apps. I've got GIF keyboards. I've got Goop, our friend Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes.
I've got Xfinity apps.
All the things that most of us can't
afford. I got a lot of apps. I don't really want to throw them out. I don't see a reason to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so yes, there's no reason except for the fact that once you get so many apps on your iPhone's multiple screens that it becomes unwieldy. You're swiping through. You end up using the search bar more than anything to look for apps.
Right.
My rule is the same as clothing. If you have not used an app in over a year, just get rid of it. And you know what? You're not really getting rid of it. You still download it at some point. And if you go to re-download it, it'll be there. A little cloud will be there and you can re-download it. The other thing is to put it into buckets. Like I have one. This is not the solution for everybody, but I have one container on my home screen, app container that's just called Essentials. And that is like, it's, let's see, it's the 10 apps that I use the most of anything. And I just know that when I go there, that those are my essentials. You had one group together for photography.
Yeah.
And that's a good way to do it.
I don't like that because I can't see them in the little thing. They're tiny. I have one called List/Journal. I don't know what's in there.
What's in it?
Hey, let's look. Day one, Buy Me a Pie and Wunderlist.
What
They're
does
all
it even
list
mean?
Apps. They're all list apps.
List apps?
Yeah.
Do you make a lot of lists?
I do not, but I just was trying them. I have Ride
Do you use
ones.
The list app? The one
I
that
have Flywheel
you...
Flywheel and Lyft in one, but I don't know why Uber's not in here. Where did Uber go? Who knows where Uber went?
I don't know. Maybe it's in the tipping section. Just
I don't
kidding.
Know where Uber went. I know. What's with that? They're tipping now. It's disturbing. Anyway, so I find this super. I have a Microsoft one. I have a running one. I have an Auth one.
Which running one do you use?
I don't use them, but I have them. Strava and MapMyRun.
Oh, those are good ones. MapMyRun's owned by Under Armour. I love Strava. Strava's my favorite.
In any case, I have like 6 apps I use. Twitter, New York Times Regular, New York Times Crossword Puzzle, Simple Note. I use only a few. You're right. I should get rid of all of them.
Just delete the ones you haven't used in a year.
Yep, you're right.
Just do it. Right. And if you want to go even deeper, actually take the time to delete that account, not just to delete the app.
Yes, good point.
Yes.
I'm just hoping many of these companies close. I don't have to worry about it. Anyway, what else?
Actually, that's kind of funny. What if you just kept them forever and then your phone became a digital graveyard for companies that have shut down?
Yes, exactly.
Like Picture Life.
Evernote.
I don't know.
There's a couple Evernote things that closed.
Yeah.
Down.
Their food logging one, I think, did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is when I get on the security soapbox a little bit.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right.
I know. Do you use any type of password manager?
Yes, I use 1Password.
You do. Me too. High five.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
That was a really awkward high five for those of you who can't see it.
Okay. I use 1Password.
When did you start using it?
A long time ago.
Good for you.
I think it's important.
What inspired you to do it?
I think people would try to hack me. I think I'm just very cognizant of my security.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
I think about it a lot. I think about that's why I have 9 birthdays on the internet.
You have 9 birthdays on the internet?
Yeah, I put fake birthdays up every time people ask me.
Which one of your fake birthdays?
I'm not
going to
tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Well, at least I think I know your real one.
Well, don't say it. Because
I went to your big milestone birthday.
Yeah, but that
party.
Wasn't around my birthday. That was a different date.
It was in December.
No.
It was in January.
I'm not telling you when it was.
I remember when your party was. It was in the winter.
It wasn't near my birthday. It wasn't near my birthday.
Seriously?
Seriously. I'm very sneaky that way.
Wow.
I know.
You're going to be one of those grand old dames like in Hollywood.
I don't care if people know how old I am. I just don't want people to know my birthday. Or, you know, the other day I was at a thing and they wanted to know my driver's license and I just won't give it. I decline. And I say, why? And they're like, because it's on the form. And I said, why? I'm not going to give it to you. And I just decline.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very so I've had 1Password for a while.
For a long time.
Yes, well, I have a lot of stuff. I have tons of stuff like that.
It's a really good idea to use some type of password manager. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to belabor this fact, but for our listeners who are using the password, who are using the password 123456.
Right.
This was like, well, Sky works in cybersecurity, so I think this was like a criteria on our mm-hmm. first date. He was like, do you use the password?
Mm-hmm.
Because if so, you get the boot. But no, I mean, so I just
clean up your passwords.
Yes, clean them up. The problem is that is not, you may think you have a great password, mm-hmm. but if you're using it across multiple services, all it takes is for one of those services to get hacked, and then you know, bad actors can figure out that password works in a bunch of different accounts.
Yes.
And so what 1Password or Dashlane or LastPass, what these services do is they create these really long scrambled passwords for you. They store them in a secure place for you. They have mobile apps too. So if you're working on mobile, you can enter the passwords that way. In some cases, they charge a fee. I think 1Password is $5 a month or around $60 or $65
a year. You can also
make
your own passwords and store them there to remember them for memory's sake. You don't have to use their scrambled words.
You can. You can do that. But I think the best way to do that is if you store your passwords then locally somewhere. Because if you're creating a bunch of different passwords for yourself, but then you're storing them somewhere in the cloud, mm-hmm. then that could be hacked too. And
yes,
then someone has access to all of your passwords.
Yep.
So if you create a spreadsheet that you kind of store locally on a local desktop or even a piece of paper, you keep in a safe mm-hmm. place or something like that. But yeah, it's a good idea. Just use a password manager. And if not, at least take care to have different passwords for different accounts.
Yes.
And that's
all right.
So that goes a little bit beyond spring cleaning, but it's super important.
Okay. So we've got passwords, apps, emails. What about actual real stuff like hardware?
Like gadgets.
I got lots of that.
What do you do with your old gadgets?
Put them in a box.
Do you ever donate them?
No.
Do you give them to people?
No.
I think you passed on your phones, though.
My kids, yeah.
Yeah.
My immediate phones. But no, I have lots of, I have my old Nokia phones. I got a lot of old stuff.
Do you ever think about saving them because they'll be fun to look back on someday
probably.
And say this was really
probably
goofy?
Why. They're not that big. Most of them are phones or small devices. So yeah.
I've
got a million thumb drives.
Really?
Yeah, given to me. Or battery chargers.
Huh.
Tons of battery chargers.
What are you going to do with the thumb drives?
No idea, but there's a lot of them. I mean, you get them given to you at events.
Of course. You're not supposed to plug those in case there's some type of malware.
I know
on them.
That. That's why I don't use them anymore. So they're sitting in a pile.
No, they're such a bad idea. Anyone who does PR marketing who hands out thumb drives at an event, let's phase out of that. So you have a lot of options here.
Yes.
The first option is just to give it away to family and friends that may not have the device. You mentioned that you give your iPhones to your kids. I just gave an old iPhone to an aunt who never had an iPhone before. People are always, you know, one person's trash, another person's treasure, all that stuff. So see if anyone needs the stuff first, because then you're getting rid of it. You're doing a good thing and you're being environmentally responsible. You can also, a lot of companies now will take old gadgets back for you. They're being very good about this.
Verizon or Apple. Yep.
Absolutely. 2 years ago, Apple started a recycling program around Earth Day. You can bring back batteries, laptops, iPods, all kinds of peripherals.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring back your old iPhone or iPad. You can get store credit for it. Microsoft does this. They accept cell phones, computers, rechargeable phone batteries. You can do Samsung does it through a third-party service called Recycling Direct.
Right.
Best Buy, Office Depot, Staples. I mean, they all do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard to do a little bit of research and see who's going to accept this for you. And in some cases, you may either get a trade-in or you may get a little bit of money for it.
Right.
And
there's
just,
also selling. I notice in malls, there's a lot of place to sell iPhones.
Or
to they have like these kiosks.
Like a kiosk?
And they're used for people who steal phones and then they sell them immediately.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good for the thieves.
I don't know. Maybe do a little bit of research.
The only thing I worry about when I'm doing that is whether they're truly cleared off. You know, whether all your information is off those devices.
You always want to go into the phone settings.
Crash them.
And you want to erase all content and settings. Take your SIM card out because you might reuse your own SIM card for another phone. Yeah, I mean, definitely want to make sure that the device is completely wiped of anything that might be personally identifiable in any way. There are other services out there that will buy it outright for you, like Gazelle or YouSell.
I have tried Gazelle.
What did you think of it?
Fine. I didn't get that much. It wasn't as much as I wanted.
That's the thing. I think people think
I get better deals from Verizon and Apple, for sure.
If you go directly to certain retailers?
If I give back a phone, I'm getting a new one.
How much did you get for it when you sold through Gazelle?
It was just a lot less. I forget. It was like $90. Something I thought it would be more, given how much it cost.
I just went onto Gazelle earlier and looked up. I think it was an iPhone 6, maybe the 64 gigabyte, and it was 170 or something.
It was less than I thought.
I mean, the thing is, if you want the cash outright, you're generally not going to get as much. If you're willing to negotiate or auction it, you know, you can still use a service
on
like
eBay.
You can still try Craigslist. You can still try those things. You're taking some risks with those.
Right.
But you might be able to get, you command a higher price for your electronics.
Yeah. Well, you can also, sometimes Craigslist does work. Nellie had an iPhone 6 and she wanted a 6 Plus, and she met someone on Craigslist that wanted a 6. and didn't like his 6 Plus.
And they just did a trade?
They met at a coffee shop and traded phones.
That's great.
And they just handed each other SIM cards. Yeah, it was cool.
So that was a positive story.
That was a positive story.
I actually had some success selling old camera equipment through eBay once, and I was a little bit skeptical because I thought, oh, maybe it's going to be filled with fraudsters, and yeah. I don't know who I'm shipping it to. But
get
out,
rid of your stuff is the message.
Okay. So the idea is just get rid of it, but don't just throw it out. That is the environmentally irresponsible thing to do. We have a cat tree for sale here.
It's on eBay right now. Lauren's cat tree.
We have a pair of Ray-Bans for sale.
There's like a not
Kara
a big
Swisher
market
has
for cat
glared
trees.
At you through.
Yeah.
How much do you think your Ray-Bans would sell for?
A lot.
Kara Swisher's glaring Ray-Bans.
You're not getting them. I only have 3 pairs left.
What if we sold them along with a red chair?
No. Well, maybe for charity. Not the Ray-Bans though.
Sell them for charity.
All right.
Oh, and that would be the other thing too. You can donate your goods. A lot of places like Goodwill would accept electronics. You may be able to go to a local school.
They don't want old TVs. Just so you know.
Really?
Big TVs with the big backs. I have one of those. I don't know what to do with it now.
Oh, all right.
I'm calling the junk person.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
You know those big fat TVs?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean because they had the bulbs in the back.
Yep.
They were, totally
nobody
backlit.
Wants them.
Yes.
They're done.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Certain places will take certain electronics, right?
It'll be interesting to see what happens to giant TVs going forward and all that other stuff. Like, I have a giant TV now and I don't know what I'll do with it in a couple of years.
How big is your TV?
Big. I have a big TV, Lauren.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't invited me over to your new place.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm waiting.
That is a fact. I might.
Waiting,
I might
Kara.
Sometime.
Actually, I was over to your new place right after you moved in, but you didn't have any furniture there yet.
All right. Well, now I do.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
All right. Well,
anyway,
you and your giant TVs.
Every week.
Try to do the environmentally responsible thing.
Every week we ask our readers and listeners to send in their questions about tech topics. And you can do that by tweeting us with the hashtag AskRecode.
And this week we changed it up a little bit. We asked for your tips on digital spring cleaning. And here is what you had to say. Our first message was from @JulieStone on Twitter. And she tells us that she uses UnrollMe.
Yeah,
see?
Like we talked about.
That was
about.
A service that we talked about.
And then Milo Rad Ivovich, @Ivovich, move your whole inbox to a folder tag marked April 2016. If you need something, search will help you find it. That's a good idea.
And then he says anything left in there by April 2017 can be deleted. So once again, you've got that year-long rule. If you haven't used it in a year, I actually would disagree with that around email, though.
Yeah.
Specifically,
I got some good emails.
Apps, yes, maybe clothes and gadgets, yes, but emails. I mean, I'm searching emails from 2011 sometimes.
Oh,
and
this is Nasty Gal is writing us next.
Sophia. Yeah, Sophia.
Go ahead. What does she have to say?
She
Amoroso.
Sophia Amoroso says, I sometimes delete Instagram and force myself to reinstall it to check in. So that's her little digital Zen detox. But I have to say, I love her Instagrams.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that she's currently, I think she's currently on Instagram. Mm-hmm. At least I haven't noticed that she's been inactive. So and that, of course, is Sophia Amoroso, who started Nasty Gal and wrote Girl Boss.
Girl that Boss. That's right.
Yes. She's great.
Abhay 4798. Just select all emails, apps, photos, and delete. Oh.
One fell swoop.
And next you move
Marie
to a cabin in the woods
approved.
And bring yourself a butter churn. What the hell? You can't do that. I have a lot of nice pictures of my kids as babies. I think I'll not be doing that.
I know. Can you imagine that?
I also have the first email we sent with my kids' email to him so we can read it later. Like, welcome
what,
to
what
the world.
What does it say?
It's like, welcome to the world, Louie, when you're this age.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you read it to us?
No, it's somewhere. I don't know where it is.
It's in an email.
It's in his email.
Isn't it searchable? Oh, it's in his email.
It's in his email.
Well, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I know.
So you got an email as soon as he was born.
Well, yeah, because, Megan worked at Google, so we got all our names.
Is his name just like Louis at
Swisher.
Google?
Louis Swisher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be pretty amazing.
Please don't write him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
@JohnKitt, that's JONKIT, says, whenever I get the itch, I start in 1Password with the assumption that I had the foresight to add new accounts to it. Then I just run through my email archive looking for new accounts not in 1Password I've set up. Well, this is complicated. Mm. And I delete any unused accounts. So it looks like what he uses 1Password not only as a security tool, password management, but also as a way to keep track of all the accounts you have open, because that's what happens. It creates all these, a log for you essentially of all the accounts you have. Mm-hmm. Then he runs through them.
@JimGaynor, no service, good music, fresh coffee, and a few hours of focused attention. You have to make decisions and take action. That's like someone who cleans out the closet.
This person is just so Silicon
cleaner?
Valley.
I know.
He's like, you need butter coffee from Sightglass. You need to be wearing your V-neck sweater.
I cleaned out the closet
on Sand Hill Road.
I have a closet I haven't cleaned in 10 years, and every Sunday I go, I should clean that closet, and then it just doesn't get cleaned.
It falls to the bottom of the priority list.
Exactly.
But he keeps going. Jim, who I think is a very efficient person, whoever he is, he says, and
once you've made the decisions and taken the actions, you have to create new habits. Ugh, no service will do that for you.
Exhausts me already.
Do you agree or disagree?
No, I disagree. I think it's okay to be a little messy in here. I mean, I like the spring cleaning part and getting like your finances together and your, you know, your photos and things like that. But I do not think it matters as much in digital as it does in the world. Again, in the world, if you save things like you do digitally, I literally would be on the show Hoarders. Like I would be on the show Hoarders. But in digitally, it doesn't matter because no one can see it. And it's there's a big pile of sitting in the cloud. Of my
but it's there. But that's the thing. Because your digital footprint is still out there and it contains personally identifiable information.
Yes, but I never will get. It'll just, there's too much of it. I'm talking mostly stupid stuff. That's what really it is.
What about the whole your whole user interface experience? What about you pick up a phone or you pick up a tablet or you, I don't know, go to your car dashboard even and there's too much going on? I mean, there's something to be said for the amount of distraction or just zaniness.
I'm not a zen person. It doesn't really, I don't know. I'm not that bothered by it, but I know other people are. It's one more thing to look at. I just like let it go to the bottom of the pile and I don't care anymore.
I really try to keep on top of it.
Well, there we are.
Well, there you are.
Felix Unger and Oscar Madison.
Right, Patsy and what was the other person? Yeah,
everybody likes Oscar better, but that's okay.
And you're Oscar and I'm Felix?
Yes, clearly in that issue.
Fine.
All right.
Team Felix.
Any other tips, Lauren Good?
Don't listen to Kara Swisher when it comes to digital spring cleaning.
Why do you have to clean only in the spring? What's with that?
Because everything's fresh and new.
Really?
Yeah, don't you feel wonderful and alive in the spring?
No, we live in California. There's no seasons. I don't know if it's spring. It's the same
as
last month.
You don't sense it in your body? Like, you don't sense that, like, something has changed?
No, it was 67 degrees the other day. Sometimes it's hot, but it's really, there's no seasons.
I've gotten really, I've turned into a bit of a California hippie since I moved out here. I try to find, in springtime, I try to find something every day.
There's no spring here in California.
Like, I notice that I'm like, oh, that's like there is actually a robin nesting outside of the apartment right now. And I'm like, that's amazing. It's springtime. Yeah.
So touched by that.
But
moment.
No, I mean, it's so everyone, you know, feels fresh and new in the spring and they think it's a good time to start cleaning.
Yeah.
It is a kind of change of season.
Yes,
still.
It is. All right. If
you're
you insist, I'm not
it.
Buying it.
You're
and
so
I think you should keep
it.
All your digital
clutter
everywhere. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm working towards inbox zero. I
all
will
right.
achieve it one
good
day.
Good for you.
I'm going to get rid of some electronics. I'm going to ship some back to companies that I borrow
you
them from.
You do that and then come do it at my house. Give you more pleasure.
Oh, I don't know
otherwise.
About that.
In any case, this has been another great episode of Too Embarrassed to Ask.
If you enjoy the episode as much as we did, be sure to subscribe to the show. As much as you may be cleaning out all of your clutter, do not unsubscribe to our show. And leave us a review at itunes.com/tooembarrassedtoask.
You'll be the first to listen to new episodes every Friday or catch up on previous episodes where we answer all of the tech questions our listeners have been too embarrassed to ask.
Yes, that's itunes.com/tooembarrassedtoask. Or you can also listen on recode.net/podcasts.
And while you're there, you should check out our other podcasts like Recode Decode, Recode Replay, and Recode Media with Peter Kafka.
That is definitely not too much clutter.
No.
And if it's not too much clutter for you, which it is not, The Verge also has some great podcasts for your listening pleasure. Walt Mossberg and Eli Patel host Control Walt Delete, best podcast name ever. Mm-hmm. Eli also usually hosts The Verge Cast. Chris Plant from The Verge hosts What's Tech. And Liz Lopato and Emily Yoshida host Verge ESP.
And don't forget to tweet your questions ahead of time to @Recode with the hashtag #AskRecode. Thank you again to Chase for sponsoring today's show. Spring cleaning is all about removing clutter from your life, like those apps you never use. One app we're definitely keeping is our mobile banking app. It gives us a chance to check our accounts on the go, make us less vulnerable for fraud. For features and tips that can keep fraudsters at bay, visit chase.com/fraudsecurity. I actually love banking apps. I use them all the time.
Yeah, they're great, especially when they integrate the fingerprint sensor.
I like them all.
So
I think they're very useful.
That.
Pretty,
pretty
much
useful.
More so than a lot of things.
Yes. And you can scan your checks and all that stuff.
I can't do that yet. I'm too old. But I like that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
I just like to put the checks in the bank.
Oh, my goodness.
That's where I keep my gold.
We're going to have to devote
a whole
other
episode to this.
That's
where I keep my gold and my
baubles.
I have a safety deposit box.
Keep your vodka stored under the mattress,
too.
Vodka,
oh my God.
Your canned beans,
everything.
Your,
yes, all my illicit drugs, everything in my... Oh, sorry.
Right, gold bar swisher.
Sorry, bank. Anyway, it's really good to download. Banking apps are actually pretty cool and very useful.
Don't delete that one.
Don't delete that one. Make sure you visit Chase.com and check out their banking app. We'll be back next week to answer more of the questions that you've been too embarrassed to ask.